Hey guys, welcome to Master Your Mindset Podcast. I'm your peak performance coach, mental skills coach, Colin Henderson, my boy T-Money on the other end, the producer. And really quick, Tanner, when we were meeting together in a small group, and one of the things I do as I close out our meetings is I walk the people I'm working with, whether it's salespeople or athletes, through mindfulness. Tanner, real quick, how did it feel like when I would kind of ask you to shut your eyes and to breathe and I would give you certain prompts to just focus on certain things?
I think it just helped relax, helped me relax a lot, just kind of calm down, take a moment, and just give me some energy. So it just kind of helps with calming your body, clearing your mind, and giving you energy.
Yep. So guys, I want you to save this episode, save this podcast. If you are a performer, I'm literally going to guide you through a 4-minute session that I call the 4-minute mental workout. Think of this as like going to the gym, like lifting weights, not for your muscles, but for your mind. And this is backed by science, backed by research. So it's really 4 parts. First part is breathing. Part 2 is gratitude. Part 3 is positive self-talk affirmations. And part 4 is to set a clear intention, a clear vision, and to visualize it using all of your senses. So let's just get started. I want you guys to get comfortable. If you're driving, you can still do this with your eyes open. If you are at home or some place where you can sit down and have your eyes shut, I would encourage you to do that. But let's just get comfortable. Let's just first open with a slow, deep breath in through our nose. Hold it for a count. Out through our mouth. With every exhale, release any tightness in your shoulders, tightness in your arms and your back. We're taking some more deep breaths, just slowing down our breathing. Release tension in our jaw, in our mouth. Feel the contact of the chair on your back. Feel the contact of the floor under your feet. While we're breathing, we're doing a scan of our body, releasing any tension, tightness. You know, feel gravity pull you down. Just take a moment and breathe. Just take a moment to be right here. Your breath is always present. Your breath is always right here. And thoughts might come and go. That's okay. Just recognize those thoughts. And gently come back to your breath. Just remember, in moments when it's time to perform, your breath is going to be right there. It's going to be your biggest tool to be in the present moment. So always focus on your breath. Now, part 2 is gratitude. There's data after data that shows a daily gratitude practice reduces stress. It makes you happier, optimistic. So I'm going to invite you to take an inventory of gratitude right now. Things that make you happy, things that you're excited about, things that you have done recently, some small wins. Even something as simple as your favorite drink at Starbucks. So just take an inventory of gratitude, but don't just think about it. Feel gratitude. Feel that emotion. Feel joy. All right, go. Outstanding. With every prompt, I still want you to breathe, to focus on your breathing, just to slow it down, to be present. Now, part 3 is positive self-talk, affirmations. Be nice to yourself. Pretend that you're talking to your best friend, but you're talking to yourself. Give yourself some nice compliments. Hey, I've been here before. I can do hard things. I'm worthy of greatness. I got this. I'm excited. I'm a finisher. I'm a competitor. Bring it. Flood your subconscious with some positivity. It might sound funny to be nice to yourself, but the champions in the world flat out have excellent in championship self-talk. So practice what I call feed the good wolf. We have two wolves in our brain, a negative and a positive wolf. Who wins? The one that you feed. So feed yourself with some positive self-talk now. Way to go. Hope you can feel your confidence and your clarity rise. Now, the last thing is to set a clear intention and visualize yourself in the moment doing what you want to achieve the most. Don't just see yourself, feel yourself, what you're wearing, who's around you. Use imagery, what you smell, what you feel, every sense you can imagine. Put yourself in that scene. See yourself do it like it's a movie. Put yourself in that scene and feel your body doing that activity. Dress rehearse. You achieving your vision now. Way to go, guys. Hey, the best is yet to come. Say this to me or to yourself. I have, I am, I will. I have, I am, I have enough. I am enough. I will achieve greatness. I will achieve my vision. So, guys, you can do this hopefully once a day. You can't just go to the gym and do squats one time. So if you want to improve your mental fitness, this is like going to the gym for your mind. Breath work. Gratitude, affirmations, and to use imagery to visualize and picture yourself executing your vision. That creates a neural pathway, creates clarity. Guys, we care about you so much. So come back to this workout if you want daily. We also encourage you to download Headspace, Oak, Calm, and hey, guys, make it happen. Nothing happens by accident. Take control of your life, take control of your mind, and watch what happens. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless. We'll be right back.